It was such a long, like, we could talk about dating another day. Yeah. It was just a lot of learning. And it is. It's something that, like, I can't look back and be like, oh, yes, I knew immediately. Or, oh, yes, as soon as I dove in, it was great. Which I think is very important, because I always thought, if I didn't think it was great immediately, that must mean it's wrong.
Hi, guys. I'm Mike.
And I'm Kirsten.
And you're listening to the How to Real Life podcast.
Whoop, whoop. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody! Yay!
Is that today?
That's today.
You know, you could have told me earlier than 10:40 at night that today is Valentine's Day.
Okay, so we decided to not do Valentine's Day, and not in the, like, oh, we're just not going to do it.
It's not a Christian holiday. I'll tell you that.
Oh my gosh, no. Sorry. Not for that reason. We literally just decided because Mike has a huge event this week and is prepping for it, and it just felt like Valentine's Day was going to become a task to check off. And to potentially feel disappointed by, you know, oh, we try to run out and do something and then it doesn't work out or whatever. So we just said, let's not worry about it. And we just decided to lay low today. And I think that was the best gift we could give each other was rest.
I enjoyed the gift.
Yes.
Not the gift.
The gift.
The gift.
Of rest.
So it was a good day.
I think a mini lesson there is sometimes it's okay to say no to, like, a holiday or an event if you feel like it's just going to be a weighty kind of thing, and as opposed to something you're genuinely enjoying. I felt the same way about the Super Bowl, so I skipped that this year, and I don't regret it at all.
And I went to it without kids, and it was the best Super Bowl I've been to.
You don't regret that, yeah. So, good times.
That was a good day.
So today, in honor of Valentine's Day, we are going to talk about a relationship. Actually, we're not. We're talking about our relationship. We thought it'd be fun, kind of maybe over the course of our podcast career, however long it may be, to share, like, different parts of our story. And today we thought it'd be fun to hit on
this. Is like week one of small group.
Yeah, but not the whole thing, because we're not telling our whole story.
That's right. Okay,
so we're going to talk about how we met and how we got to the point that we were dating. We're not going to talk about our whole dating relationship. That's like a whole nother story. But we're going to talk about how we got to the dating thing. Yep. So I'm going to try to, like, keep us on course with the events, and you're going to share
insert commentary,
and then we'll
mystery science theater.
Where it goes. Yeah,
it all started.
It all started in October of 2006, which is 12 years, a little over 12 years ago.
Wow.
I was in what I like to call a very single place in my life. I'm just kidding. I was 20 years old. I was single, and I was listening to a sermon at church about volunteering, and I like volunteering opportunities inside the church. At the time, I was struggling with, like, ugh, like, I'm a single girl. They're like, I guess what I'm supposed to sign up for is the nursery, and I honestly wasn't super fond of children. I didn't realize you didn't have to like children just because you were a girl, which sounds weird, but it's like a whole nother thing. I just kind of assumed I was supposed to like kids, and therefore I did. And then I kind of suddenly realized I didn't really. So I was like, I wonder what other opportunities there are. Enter volunteering on the production team. I liked video cameras. I liked video and things like that and artsy stuff. So I thought it would be an interesting opportunity. So I signed up and went to...
Day one of training.
What was day one of training, Mike?
Learn how to wrap a cable.
That was the extent, you guys. That wasn't like the beginning. That was the extent of my camera operator training back in the day.
Okay, I just want to point out that day was specifically just so we could meet everyone, and we wanted to do something.
Yes, that's very true.
So we wrapped cable. What did I do? Well, I saw that you were wearing these black shorts with a blue stripe. They were like kind of soccer nylon shorts. That's all I really remember.
I'm pretty sure
remember.
Those are my... Were they like longer shorts?
Yeah, they were longer shorts.
I bought those at the boys section of Kohl's.
Oh, they looked totally like boy shorts.
Okay, yeah. I just remembered those. That's fine.
They fit a little tight, but they were still boy shorts, which I was trying to figure out how in the world that happened. But I didn't know that you bought the two tees. That's interesting.
Yes.
So you bought toddler shorts and wore those to day one of production.
It was the boys section, not like the toddler section.
Oh, got it. Okay, cool. Like the young kids.
Anyway, so we met, and Mike apparently only remembers what I was wearing.
Yep, that
and
happened a couple times.
I just remember thinking that he liked one of the girls who was signing up to volunteer with me. Not because he indicated it in any way, but because I always kind of assumed if I thought someone was kind of cute or something like that, that they were going to like the person who was next to me, which up until that point was the case in my life. If it was not the case, then I didn't know it. Nobody told me if they liked me.
So, people liked you. They just didn't.
That's a whole nother story. I just have no idea.
Anyways.
Yeah. It'll remain a mystery. But yeah, so I signed up. And the first day I volunteered, I almost quit the church because I was so nervous because I'd only been taught to wrap a cable. And
I was going to train you that day.
I know.
But you, what happened? You stayed in the car?
I sat in the car. And I literally had a thought in my head of like, okay, what other churches can I go to? They're going to be so mad at me for like skipping out. So I'm never going to be able to show my face here. Okay, all my roommates go here. But I mean, I'm sure it's okay if I go to another church. Just all those thoughts were going in my head. And then somebody like walked past and I thought, oh, they've seen me in my car. I have to go in now. Ironically, my insecurity my embarrassment factor was stronger than my insecurity. And that like won out. I would have been too embarrassed to like have someone say, I saw her in the parking lot and then she never showed up. So anyway.
Give it up for embarrassment. Thank you. So you showed up.
Yep.
We started day one of training. Mm-hmm. You were wearing black silk pants.
Mike only remembers what I was wearing.
Black shirt and a black nylon string choker. I think that's what you called it.
Yeah.
It was pretty cute though.
So you say cute though as if it was not in fact cute, but it was endearing.
It was a little bit endearing. I was trying to figure out, but then it grew on me and it was very, very cute.
Oh, I was a little bit quirky. I am a little bit quirky. I love that choker, but anyway. Yeah.
So yeah. What happened next?
I
know you served on Sundays and
I served on Sundays the rest of the semester, but that semester I was kind of in like a super spiritual kick of like, I'm not going to think about guys in a romantic kind of way. And so I Hashtag guard your heart. I tried not to think about guys in a romantic way, but unfortunately I was struggling not to think about you in a romantic way. So
I mean, had you seen my large pants with holes in them and I didn't shave?
Thin t-shirts with like the skull collages on them.
Oh my
them.
Gosh, I shopped at Buckle.
Oh.
How did I even get you?
You were so hot. If only you wore eyeliner.
Oh my gosh,
there one
there's
day.
That eyeliner thing.
Guys, I have a thing. It's a weird thing.
We're in the middle of Aquaman. You turn over to me and go, man, you could wear eyeliner. I was like, I don't think he's wearing eyeliner. I think he's just got really dark caves in his eyes.
I don't know what it is.
Anyway,
so yeah, so I started volunteering, had trouble with my like super spiritual kick of not thinking of you romantically. In January, you asked me to the movies and
you
I said yes.
Probably, you did?
Yeah, I said yes.
You said no at some point.
Okay.
A couple times.
But then
then I asked because I said, hey, will you want to go with me and some friends?
Mm-hmm.
Which you found out when? Today?
No, like a couple years later.
Oh, that I invited them. No,
you're right, you're right. I was talking about a little bit earlier.
So I invited two friends to join us. And the only reason I invited them was because you wouldn't go with just me. So I told them, hey, she won't go with just me. Will you guys come to the movies?
Yeah.
You didn't know that till 2 hours ago.
That's true.
Or an hour ago.
I couldn't believe it.
You said you wouldn't have went if that's true.
I wouldn't have. I think that's so embarrassing. But again, that's like my whole like everyone's looking at you kind of thing. And it's a good thing I didn't know. Because if I'd thought, oh, these are all just decoy people like on our date.
Yeah, so we ended up going to the movies and you sat beside the girl that came with us, mm-hmm. and I sat with Raph. So I went on. It was a good date with Raph. Yeah, had a good date with a guy that night. It was good.
And then we went to dinner. And guys, this is pre-dating.
Oh, Mexican restaurant, so good.
Mike actually proposed to me for the first time.
Because we watched
romantic.
Black Diamond, and you said, movie.
No. We watched Blood Diamond.
Blood Diamond.
Yeah,
that's right. And you said, after watching that movie, I don't even want a ring. And I was like, ching, will you marry me? And you said no.
I shut it down.
I was like, this is kind of a joke if you want to play along with it. But
and I didn't want to because I liked you. And the weird logic in my brain was if I like someone, I can't play along with a flirting joke.
Yeah, we don't
want
to flirt with that joke. That would be weird.
Because it could be real. Anyway. So yeah, you proposed to me for the first time. And we kept hanging out. You invited me to a scary movie at your house. I thought you were dating every single one of your female friends, not because you indicated you were dating them, but because I just, again, was extraordinarily insecure. So anytime you had a friend, and you had a lot of close girl friends, mm-hmm. Girls who were dating your guy friends. So I just had incredible insecurity and thought, oh yeah, he's dating her. Until I found out she was dating someone else. I was like, okay, never mind. It must be somebody
and
else.
And we were trying to figure out whether to watch The Guardian or Saw 3 or 4 or 5 or 37, whatever it was. And then,
I only agreed to come because I thought it was going to be The Guardian. And then
The Guardian.
Watch Saw 3.
But everyone in that room ended up getting married to the person they were kind romantically wanting to be with.
Yeah. Or headed in that direction, aka us. We all ended up getting married.
So give it up for my choice of movies.
Okay. That was definitely nothing to do with that.
If you're, just to say, for those out there listening who currently are dating or not have a, you don't have a girlfriend or boyfriend on this beautiful Valentine's Day, pick up Saul 37 or 42, whatever's out.
Invite your friends. Invite them over. Everybody will get together.
And just, if you want to, go ahead and bring an ordained pastor.
We should end the podcast now. I feel like we just gave the most amazing advice of our lives.
Yeah, go Redbox that, and then
love Jesus. Watch Saw 3 if you want to.
Invite your pastor over and just get. I mean, don't get married to each other.
All right, let's move on.
Okay, that joke's over. So that night, yeah. So that was kind of a
pivotal moment for us of like me hanging out with you, and then you agreed.
Because you said yes to hang out with my friends.
I did. I said yes to that, and then you agreed. Later on, we're still really nervous about the camera stuff because weirdly wrapping cables wasn't improving my skills. And so I asked you to.
All right, throwing shade there. Good Lord.
Okay. And so I asked you to, if I could have some training. You gave me
so
a little.
So I said, yeah, we'll give you a
little one-on-one training.
Oh, gosh.
It's a one-on-one training.
Yeah, that's how I whispered it when I said it. Come get some one-on-one training.
If he had whispered it.
Why is it gonna be whispering? Whispering sounds so weird in a microphone.
I know.
So we went to Studio 3, which is one of our other venues.
Had our first accidental date.
Yeah, so we
trained. There's a lot of accidental stuff.
We trained accidental stuff. Well, you didn't know it, but I was trying to be sweet and a gentleman, but you didn't understand that time.
No. You took me to dinner afterward, and
we went to PT's Grill. I just gotta throw that one out there because it's the best burger joint in the world. We'll be there in 3 days. So we went to PT's Grill, and I picked a tab up
because
I was being
a
gentleman. And you thought the church picked a tab up.
I thought the church picked
that. Which I really would have liked to have known that, because I could have turned that receipt in. I was not very rolling in the money at the times.
Yeah. So we sort of went. So Mike proposed to me. Mike went on a date with me.
I did all this
and in
backwards.
Both scenarios, I was, it was just not.
Not into it.
Not.
I, by the way,
happening.
Was just trying to be a gentleman.
You were, and you were so sweet.
So,
had so fast forward a couple weeks. It really wasn't a lot
non-date.
Of, this really wasn't, this really all happened very quickly, even though it felt like it took years. But fast forward to people saying, hey, Kirsten, what's going on here? And me not wanting to answer them, roommates and stuff. And Mike finally left me a voicemail and asked me to call him. And I called, I don't know who I'm talking to. You left me a voicemail and asked me to call, and I called you, and you asked me out on a date. I politely said no. That mm-hmm. took hours of analysis inside my brain to figure out how to say no when I liked you, but like I wasn't ready to go on a date with you. So I said no, but could we talk? And we talked the next night, and it was the most awkward pre-talk scenario. I mean, I probably
this?
Almost left the church again. At Studio 3.
Oh, this
the
is our DTR?
Yes. The day of the DTR, we had college ministry service, and it was the longest service. And afterward, I avoided you like the plague.
I don't feel like the service was extra long. It was you that was extra long sitting and waiting.
I was. I was talking to anyone
the
I could
room cleared
so
out.
That Mike could not come up to me and speak.
By the
and
time
you
came up and talked to me, the church had sold the property and another bar had came in.
Whatever.
We were surrounded.
Okay. No, I like it was just scary, and then I would see you in the corner of my eye, like kind of waiting, and I just, like now I'm just like it's so sweet.
I was just
and
praying for us at the moment.
Okay.
Just deep
you were
in
not
prayer.
That spiritual, but it was so sweet. Like thinking back on it now, and at the time it was like terrifying. You were like the scary thing that I was like, oh god.
So we ended up going and talking.
Mm-hmm. We went and talked like teenagers. Yeah, I like you. You like me. And then I said, let's
just be
friends.
Just friends. I was like, well.
At which point, Mike. I thought, hey, this is progress in our relationship. We'll move forward as friends. Maybe it'll become something more. And you
doubled down.
What did you think?
I thought, yeah, sure, let's be friends. Why keep working on this project?
I thought you just thought, oh, okay, I guess this is over. I mean, you didn't quit.
No, but the way you described it, though, was like, hey, let's just be friends right now.
Yeah.
Like, I do remember that being like, hey, I'm not saying no, but I'm saying right now, just be friends.
Yeah.
Which was me going, got her.
Yeah. Okay.
Hook, line, and sinker. You just don't want to pull too hard on that fish when you're trying to pull it in. You just got to give it a little bit of drag. It's awesome. So I was just barely bringing you along.
And I was still in no mode where it was like, we're just friends. Meanwhile,
that's just me.
I don't even know the hook is like sunk in my
Doesn't teeth. Even know what's in there. It's just me just going.
I hate fishing. It's so sad. Anyway.
Like you think you're being free, but it's like, no, hold on.
Okay, stop doing the noise. I can't stand it. Stop.
Okay, keep going.
So a few weeks later, after us not dating, but being friends.
But I was there going.
I can't. We will stop this podcast now.
Okay, keep going. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I went to Charlotte and was talking to a bunch of friends and people at my church back home, and they all were like, hey, we've heard about this guy. Like, are you dating? Is this your boyfriend? I was like, no, it's not my boyfriend. Like, we're just friends. Like, very seriously, just friends. I felt super mature. And then I was just like, what am I doing? And so I went back to Wilmington. That night we went and got Subway, and I remember very specifically on this one particular road, we must have been talking about that in some way, shape, or form. I was like, by the way, everybody in Charlotte thinks that we're dating. Is that okay with you?
And then I said, oh my gosh, I didn't know we were dating already. You told them we were dating. I didn't say that, but that's what I thought.
Mike is under the impression that we were already dating.
We started dating while you were in Charlotte.
We were at, yes, and I avidly disagree, but whatever.
Either way, you asked me out.
Yes, I did. Ultimately, I asked you out.
Now that I think about it, so that means you said no to every time. You never said yes to me.
I did. I said yes to marry you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Did you? I don't know. I kind of blacked out when all that was happening.
That's another story for another day, and I'll let you know at the time.
I'm finally glad I got the ring to you. That was pretty cool.
That's another story again. Yeah, and so at that point, I think the coolest thing was that on that road, because this is how I think, but it doesn't always come true. And I think this is everybody. Like, you think big things and sometimes they happen and you're like, oh my gosh, I totally thought that. And then other times it doesn't happen. You just kind of like disregard it. But I remember thinking on that road, like, I just went from single to not single, and I could possibly have gone to the place where I will never be single again, which was a wonderful thing for me. I was completely fine with that. But, in theory, I think, I mean, obviously, like, the starting days of our relationship were actually really hard. And I feel like I had to, like, learn a lot about trusting God in that time. What was the hardest thing about that time period for you? Obviously, all the no's, but...
There really wasn't. It's weird.
Really? You were just, like, totally calm and cool?
I was just, like, collected? Well, I mean, I was nervous because...
But you had dated girls before.
Yeah.
So did it just kind of feel like the same thing of like...
No, this is different. Well, I mean, the butterflies of like, is it going to be a yes or is it going to be a no? Mm-hmm. But this one was different. Like, well, no one ever turned me down before like that.
Sorry.
Well, I mean, I only dated like three girls that was like girlfriend, boyfriend. But like, it was different in high school. You kind of just...
Sure, whatever. Yeah.
It was
Tell me about high school relationships. I know nothing.
Sometimes I feel like they just... It was almost like, I swear there was like a drawing out of a hat of names on Mondays every week. And you're like.
That may have been the case when you were somebody who.
Are we girlfriend, boyfriend this week? That makes sense.
I had too much insecurity. I have no idea if people liked me, honestly. I genuinely couldn't tell you anybody other than the person who I dated, obviously, who liked me.
No, it was, I just, even though you said no for a few different things, I don't know. I just felt like.
You were like so steady.
Yeah, I just took it a little bit at a time and
didn't give up.
Kind of knew it that I wanted to. I mean, there would have been one point where I was like, "Well, 35 and she's married. This is getting awkward." but luckily, we didn't have to get to that point where I went to jail. What about you? What about you? What question do I want to ask you? You've asked me a question that was very kind, and I loved it. It was a good question. So you already kind of shared how you felt in that situation. So my question to you, as we wrap up this podcast, because you already answered the question I was going to ask you.
I did?
Well, you said that it was kind of hard for you and dating life was different and single. I don't know. I feel like you kind of answered what I've like.
What are you curious about from that season in our lives?
I would say, what am I curious about that we haven't talked about before? Well, that we have. How did it feel? Okay, so here's we'll end with this. So you were like so nervous, you like swore off guys because you were checking your heart and you're wild at heart or whatever.
Okay.
Book was going on those days. You kissed dating goodbye. By the way, that was kind of a funky book, but Boy Meets Girl is a awesome book.
I don't remember Boy Meets Girl, what? But
we read it together. It was so good.
Yeah, I know. I know it was good for us, but I can't like guarantee it's so great. And I never read. Can't
guarantee it's
I kissed dating goodbye.
Well, you didn't need to. You did. But
thanks.
So I am curious though. You went from like no to hey, so you wanna be boyfriend, girlfriend, or however we said it. Like, what was that like? Like diving and just saying we're gonna do this. And now, I mean, you didn't know it, but mm-hmm. you never went back. What was and not, don't go that far, but what was like the next day or two feeling like?
Once I said yes.
Yeah, like the day before, you're like, I like this guy, but I don't know. And you're really building up all this tension and this anxiety to, mm-hmm. are we going to date or not? And then you said yes, and we went home. And mm-hmm. we didn't go home. You went home, I went home. And then we woke up the next day, and we're girlfriend, boyfriend, and the Facebook officially status changed. How did the Facebook status, well, how was that moment when you wrote in?
I was terrified. Honestly, it's kind of a thing that I look back on, and I'm like, you know, everyone always kind of thinks of like how sweet and exciting things are, and those like and or when you're terrified but then you say yes and you dive in, it's like, yay, this is so exciting. I did not have that. I was genuinely fighting my own terror and my own insecurity regarding relationships and myself in relationships. It took I think 2 months before I went from terrified every day.
Really?
What am I doing? Yeah.
Wow.
To, okay, I genuinely had to tell myself, stop thinking about it. I had multiple friends tell me, stop thinking about it so much because I overanalyze everything. And I had to tell myself, just enjoy dating for a week without thinking like all the things that could happen or all the reasons maybe this isn't a good idea or whatever.
Yeah.
And that was one of the most fun weeks I've ever had. And definitely had and realized at that point that I was kind of sabotaging things by trying to figure everything out.
Yeah, that's good. I think that shows actually, as we talk about it another day. I think we dated really well. I know that sounds weird,
mm-hmm.
but we put things in play where we would be careful,
mm-hmm.
like physically, mentally, spiritually, usually.
Well, and I think it was just such a, I mean, it just showed for me how much dating, just like anything else, was going to require me to have faith
mm-hmm.
and figure out what that looked like, so.
Especially dating me.
Good I couldn't baby. Say because I don't have much to compare to, so you seemed fine. Somebody to... That practice
was,
dating.
I wish you guys could just see her face at this point. It's like just so matter of fact. I mean, you seem fine.
Right? I can't compare you to any other dating relationship, so I can't say if you were really easy
I mean,
to date.
You know,
or hard.
If I would have had comparisons, we may not have been here, but you know, I didn't, so here we are. It was fine. It was good. You're fine. I mean, it made it easy. I didn't have to do it all again, so yeah.
It was such a long, like, we could talk about dating another day.
Yeah.
It was just a lot of learning. And it is. It's something that, like, I can't look back and be like, oh, yes, I knew immediately. Or, oh, yes, as soon as I dove in, it was great. Which I think is very important because I always thought if I didn't think it was great immediately, that must mean it's wrong. And that is not necessarily the case, mm-hmm. obviously, because I absolutely adore you to pieces and you're, like, the greatest you know, thing and decision that I've ever made in my life. And I'm a terrible decision maker. And so I think it really crushed the notion that something has to be amazing or good or like clear, or otherwise it's like terrible and for sure not the thing you're supposed to like dive into.
Oh yeah, we should do a whole podcast on what you just said there. I mean, we're about to move into an apartment. That's fun.
Mm-hmm. I'm so excited, but another story, another time. But another story, it's true. It's like you dive into things and you don't know how it's going to end up. And sometimes you have to say yes, and you have to know that just by saying yes, just saying yes doesn't bring the feelings always. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you are genuinely just trying something out.
Yeah.
And saying, okay, I'm just going to try to enjoy it for a week and see how it feels. And then I'll kind of think about it again. And don't try to think about it every second of the day.
Yeah. I think that's probably why I mean, there was a little bit something in there of like, even though you were like, no, how about we just do it with the group, that I still wanted to like still pursue.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I was like, man, if I just want to go out for a while and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in today's culture, and at least especially in like church, Christian culture, it's like, well, date with marriage in mind. And I think mm-hmm. people are like so taking that in a direction that's confusing. Or to confuse, well, not confusing, but I think when I hear that, I think like, don't date someone you couldn't see yourself marrying, in the sense of like.
In theory.
Like, she's nice. Like, you're not going to look at someone going, there's no way in the world I'd ever marry her. Hey, you want to go out one time? It's like, I don't understand the point of that. Just.
Although I've heard of relationships doing that too.
That's fine. Whatever. Well, I'm going to draw a line somewhere at least. But. Like, people will just not go out. I literally was having this discussion with someone else, and he was just trying to, they were just talking about dating mm-hmm. and like church world, and like how if you ask someone out, it's like so serious. And he's like, yes. I just want to see if you want to go to the movies. Like,
yes.
And if it doesn't work out, then it's you fine. Don't go out again. Like, yeah. And I think that's what I was trying to do, was just like, hey, you want to go out on a date? Doesn't mean we're girlfriend, boyfriend. I remember my dad telling me he'd go out with a different girl like every other week or something like that. But he's like, we just went to the movies. Like, there was nothing else. Or right, we went to dinner. Right. And it was because we have friends involved. And at some point, him and my mom
mm-hmm.
went out on a date, hit it off. It was like, you want to go on another date?
Right.
And then it just leads from there. And today in church culture, it's just like, hey, I want to pray about this a lot. It's like, I don't.
You always have to have the decision.
Just go to the movies. Like,
and I don't think that's everybody.
Keep your hands to yourself and see how it feels at the end of the night. Like,
I think it's definitely a great, just one of many experiences in your life where you are going to learn that it is only one step at a time.
Absolutely,
only one step at a time. And in that first step, if it feels kind of like, okay, sure, maybe, then take another step.
Yeah.
And
at any point where you're like,
don't try to jump too far ahead. I've seen so many broken hearts from people who thought, oh, because we feel good, then this must mean yes. And then it turned out it was no. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, hearts were shattered because it's like.
And it's hard not to go full in once you get so far down. But you can kind of learn stuff earlier.
Like, that's the point of dating. Like, you are not.
That's the kicker, is you're not married yet.
You're not married. But you're not like. You don't get to be all the way and you're immediately married, but you can't just sit on the shore and be like, okay, I'm just not going to date at all. Like, you do. You have to test the waters a little bit. You have mm-hmm. to try. Like, you have to experience the relationship. Otherwise, you're never going to know. And I think I wanted to know before I got in the water.
Yeah.
Of relationships.
You wanted to know the end of the story before we even started.
Right. And if I didn't know the end of the story, then that must mean that it was the wrong story.
Yeah.
And I just don't think that's true.
Yeah.
I can't say, you know, that's definitely not the case for everybody. I know plenty of people who have had so many different experiences, but yeah. I think it just, to make it a general statement that everyone can relate to, dating is just one of those many things where it's one little step and an act of faith.
Cool. All right. Well, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, baby.
I feel like we should celebrate. This is 2 weeks later. Like, this is planned. This is our next step.
In the podcast relationship.
So we'll see you guys next year. And no, I'm just kidding. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yeah, we're going to have, in 2 weeks, we're going to have special guests on our podcast. Bringing... So you gotta... No, you can't say.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I wasn't going to say who it was. We're just going to have a special guest. By the way, we're not like really cool, like popular, like other like massive podcasts. So it's not like Craig Rochelle and his wife or something like that, or some Andy Stanley.
But we're excited about them.
But
they're going to be like, wait, we're not as cool as Craig Rochelle.
No, what I'm saying is like, this isn't like some popular name that we've got on the podcast. It's like better.
That's not true. People just don't know it's popular.
That's right. See, when they go back and listen to this, they're like, oh my gosh, there's beep and beep. See, I can't tell you who it is, so I beeped that out myself. I wasn't cussing. I was holding back a name.
We're excited. It should be fun to talk to them, learn a little bit about their story and where they are in life right now. So it's going to be fun.
Cool. All right. Have a good whatever day you listen to this. Have a good day.
Have a good day, and we hope that whatever your Valentine's Day looked like, that you enjoyed it. And if you didn't, we hope you go enjoy tomorrow the way you wanted Valentine's Day to.
This message brought to you by Hallmark. And we out.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Good night. Let's go upstairs.
Are we still putting that in? Can we cut that part? I'm tired, though. I really do need to go upstairs and go to bed. This is going to keep on going. If you're still listening to this... You can hit us up on Instagram, and we will send you a $5
gift card
to Valentine's Day.
To Victoria's Secret for your next Valentine's Day.
$5 at Victoria's Secrets? We're going to buy a coupon with that?
I shop there all the time, clearly.
Oh, you don't, though?
No, I don't.
Okay. I was like, $5 probably gets you into the store?
It feels like it should get you an entire article of clothing, considering the amount of fabric, but no.
Actually, $5 will probably get you the most fabric, because at that store, it's the opposite, right?
Yeah.
Less fabric, more expensive. They've pulled the curtain over you, but it's not a very big curtain. It's a very small little curtain, probably a string of curtain.
With that, happy Valentine's Day.
Ha ha ha.